is what I call the greater nerd theory. How do you like that picture of myself? I've come so far when it comes to these jump starts. We've got over 500. If you've got something, you got some time, you want to watch something online, go to willbowenvideo.com. I always put the link in the bottom down here. But I've got over 500, and I always wanted to be like, look great. And I would always have the pictures, you know, like, what do you call them? Edited and cropped and everything else. And now here I am intentionally trying to look dorky. So anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is what I call, there's Daniel, my buddy Daniel Rizzi, who I talk about all the time. And Daniel is in our Complaint Free Life program, and he every day posts what day he's on. If I'm not mistaken, Daniel is on day 4 today. Anyway, he'll correct me. Let me talk about the greater nerd theory. For years, I have struggled with the business of professional speaking. There's a skill of speaking, and there's preparation, and there's hard work, there's skill, you know. But then again, there is also a business side. There's a marketing side. There is finding people who will hire you to speak, who are looking for what it is that you have for them. And one of the things I always try to remind myself is, because it's difficult to sometimes promote yourself, is that I go back and read the reviews from all the people who have hired me to speak, and they're just, you know, I think the average is like 4.7 out of 5 stars over 12 to 14 years. So that helps me to feel better. But what I discovered was that, you know, going and getting great reviews is not necessarily, although usually if I have a speech, there will be one speech that'll come from it. In other words, somebody in the audience will tell their spouse, who will then look me up, watch the speech, say, send out an email saying, you know, hey, Terrence, I know we've got this convention coming up. This guy looks good. Maybe you should check him out, etc. But the business, and that means finding people who actually are hiring speakers and have the wherewithal to invest in the level of speaker where I choose to be. Anyway, is a challenge, and it's taken me many years, and I've spent a lot of money on it. I bought a program that was $2,000. I bought another program that was $2,000. I bought another that was $2,000. Everything, the magic number seems to be about $2,000. But I bought all these programs. Now, the thing is, my speaking business has gone up, 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 up as a result of it. And so that we now feel like we've kind of got things dialed in. We find people, we send them a very soft email saying, hey, who hires the speakers? Well, hey, if you're hiring speakers, then, you know, if they say I do, then we say, hey, then you ought to consider hiring Will. Here's a link to his website. I mean, it's really just soft. And then we follow up and say, hey, did you check the website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a system to it, and it's literally taken us years to build the system, and now we've got it. About, 6 months ago, I'd say it was 6 months ago, I was contacted by a young man through the National Speakers Association. His name is easy to remember. It's Robert Kennedy. So check him out. He's a motivational speaker, and he reached out to me as part of the National Speakers Association. And the National Speakers Association was built by a man named Cavett Roberts in the 1950s around exactly this idea of the greatest nerd theory. The idea is that whatever it is you need to know, somebody else knows, and hopefully they will teach it to you. Let's build an organization of people who are professional speakers, and let's teach each other, and let's always give each other free advice. Absolutely free advice. Not only that, free, truthful, unfettered advice. And under Cavett Roberts, the National Speakers Association became and continues to be a major force. It's a very large association. The thing that I've noticed, though, is that a lot of people nowadays are very covetous, not covetous. Well, that's true. They want to know what other people know. But they play everything much more close to the vest. Whereas Cavett Roberts would say, you know, I've got this email that has gotten me 20 speeches and I want you to have it for free so that it'll get you speeches as well. Here it is, no strings attached. A lot of people are getting a lot more, well, you know, I paid a lot of money to learn how to do this. I'm not necessarily going to help you. So I was contacted by this man named Robert Kennedy, and I'm going to touch on how he was able to get me to help him, because I think that's important as part of the process. He reached out to me and introduced himself very briefly. He sent me a private message, and he said that he was a new speaker. He really didn't know much. He had been through my website. He referenced actual testimonials or two. And he said he had watched my speeches. He was impressed. He had bought the book, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy had engaged with me, and I had not even known it. And that's what he led with. He led with his engagement and appreciation of me. He then asked me if I had any advice that I'd be willing to help him and to give him. And in that moment, something inside of me kicked in, and I said, I want to be one. This guy's a member of the National Speakers Association. So I want to be 100% in integrity with what the National Speakers Association was built around. So I said, you know what? I would love to help you. And so I said, give me 3 weeks and I'll have some stuff for you. Well, that actually took 2 months because I was working really diligently on it. But I have turned around and I have given this man where and how to find speaking leads who have money to invest at, you know, really kind of whatever level that actually I know have conferences and hire. I also gave him my entire series of email campaigns, which is probably 75 different emails. And it all has to do with what are called if-then campaigns. If they say this, then you say this. And it's all, again, very light. And I gave it to him 100% free. And as I say that, I feel so good. In that case, I was the greater nerd. And that's why I call this the greater nerd theory. Whatever you want to do, you want to learn, you want to master, there's a greater nerd out there. There's somebody out there who already knows how and has been along the path. And I have discovered the right way and the wrong way to approach those greater nerds. I have sold, and I always say, like, I have sold. That's not true. I have been so lucky. I haven't been out selling my books. My books have simply found a niche and have sold 4 million, 4.5 million copies around the world, 35 languages. Okay. I did not know how to do anything in the publishing industry. And so what I did was you go to the greater nerd. It's not called the greatest nerd theory. Well, actually, it is called the greatest nerd theory, but it is relative to your position. Who's the greatest nerd you know? And you reach out to them. But the way you reach out to them is, I wouldn't say stroking, I wouldn't say kissing someone's butt. However, let me just contrast what Robert did when asking for my help to an email that I received last week. And that's actually where I was going. Because I've sold so many books around the world, pretty much every week I'll get an email like this. Dear Will, The Complaint-Free World is a great book. I myself am a self-improvement author, and I am writing a book on the art of raising slugs and how we can improve our lives in doing so. Of course, I'm making all this up as I go to make it sound silly. Would you be willing to write a testimonial for my book? I've included the first chapter. And inside I'm thinking, that's probably the only chapter you've written, which is fine. So anyway, this person has not acknowledged any connection with me, etc. Brendan Burchard, the great teacher of teachers, one of the things he teaches is that before you try and ask a celebrity for something, you become a number one affiliate selling their program, etc., etc., etc. So the way to ask someone is, yeah, ask first and foremost. If there's something you want to master, you want to do. I remember when Leah was little, we had a babysitter. She was 14 years old, who would come over and take care of Leah in the afternoons until her mom got home from work. Leah loved, 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 loved this girl. This girl was the coolest girl. She, like I said, she was 14. She was a head of her cheerleading squad. She had a 4.0. She had a bubbly personality, a respectful disposition, always in a good mood. And so I just acted like an adult, but a happy adult. And so I went to the greatest nerd. I went to her parents. But when I went over there, here's what I said. I said, listen, I want to tell you how wonderful I think your daughter is. And I listed all the reasons why. And I said, that doesn't happen by accident. Would you mind telling me any advice you have? You know what the advice was he gave me? Never talk to your child like they're a little baby or incompetent. You know, it's okay to be all, you know, like I talked to Teddy. But the main thing you want to do is always talk to them like they are competent, not like they're a little child, like they're a person who can figure it out and can do it. And I think that's the reason my daughter turned out perfect. So listen, check in with me. Tell me some of your questions or comments. Talk to me about your greatest nerd. You know what I consider myself to be? Your greater nerd. My goal is to be your greater nerd. I am always listening to podcasts, reading self-help books, reading blogs, reading things on psychology, reading things on behavioral science. And I am not driven to do it. As I have shared with you before, I am pulled to do it. I love to do it. And the main reason I love to do it is when you all come back and say, wow, that was awesome. Wow, I needed to hear that today. Wow, that has helped me, man. Or somebody a month from now watches this and goes back and says, wow, I was going through something. So whatever it is you want to do, find somebody in your mind who's at that next level, and then find a way to do something nice for them if you can. It's simply human reciprocity. It is not, you can call it manipulative or you can call it reciprocity. If you do something nice for someone, they're far more likely to do something nice for you. It's the reason I always am the biggest tipper of the apartment or the condo place here to all the people, the staff, at Christmas time, because I know in so doing, it's a very small thing to know that, boy, I jumped to the top of the list if ever I need something. So find somebody, do something nice for them, and then you'll be amazed at what they'll be willing to do for you. I have had super high level, top best-selling authors willing to just pick up the phone, let me pick up the phone and give them a call. So it's called the Greater Nerd Theory. Cindy Cahill Benson says she's a little late being here, but we're very grateful to have you. I want to remind you once again, as we're sort of wrapping things up, thank you again to every one of you who shares this on a daily basis. It means so much when you do that and when you tell people that this might be something that they would consider. Do you have a friend or somebody like that who's looking to accomplish something in their life and doesn't know where to start? By the way, I'm going to preach on this for a second, then we'll say goodbye. I don't know is one of the biggest excuses in the world. I'm not saying it's not legitimate when you first hear it, but especially, I've been saying this for decades. It's an excuse. It's to remove responsibilities, complaining to remove responsibility. Well, you know, I would do it, but I just don't know how. No excuse nowadays. There wasn't any excuse. I used to say, you got libraries, go to libraries, you know, type, how do I? Do you know that how do I are the most Googled words in the English language? How do I? And then find somebody who can help you, who can work with you. Gail Labadia says, I read nerdy stuff all the time and relate big time. And no, I'm not the only one. You know why you should do that? Do you know why you should read nerdy stuff and expose yourself to mind-expanding things? Because as Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said, a mind expanded to a new level never shrinks back to its original proportions. What you learn and what you take in may not benefit you in the moment, but it goes into that big box of knowledge you can mix with other things and do incredible things. All right, it's Monday. Happy, happy, happy Monday. Make it a great day one more time. This is our backdrop for our meditation today. We're going to talk about creating our ideal life. You'll find a link to our meditation in the description from today's Jumpstart. Heather says, even when you think you're an expert, you can always learn from others. Would you? Oh my gosh, thank you so much for saying that. Thank you. Patty Gay Young says, glad to be back. I want to touch on what Heather said. Tiger Woods. Jeez. Michael Jordan. You can't name an athlete who doesn't have a greater nerd, a coach. Not just their team coach. I'm talking about coaches on the outside. Somebody to guide them. I've had coaches for years. Always have some sort of a coach I'm working with. A greater nerd. Think about that. When musicians are serious about their craft, they'll have coaches and teachers for the rest of their lives. There's always somebody who is growing them and stretching them. So I guess I'll leave this with my question is, who's your greater nerd? Mark says, you've helped me. Thank you for sharing. You've helped others. I try to do the same. Helping others, that's the key. Jerome says, this is part of my process of learning. Awesome, dude. That is so great. So I'll be here tomorrow being your nerd. And tomorrow morning, you know what we're going to talk about? I got three choices. One, two, happiness. We're going to talk about the courage it takes to be happy. Can I say that again? The courage it takes to be happy. And I know that you have it. Gail Labadia gets the last word. My thrill is helping others. I look forward to seeing who the first one in the classroom is tomorrow morning. That was Daniel Byrne this morning. Look forward to seeing who it is tomorrow morning. 8 o'clock, Teddy and I will join you. Those of you who are in our meditation program, look forward to opening our hearts and expanding our minds and relaxing our bodies. In 6 minutes, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. If you haven't already. All right, everybody. Love you. See you later.